relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Two genders. Men and women, and I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA.
That gets better every time we played it. Dear friends, welcome to America First One-on-One. I played that on Monday, the full clip. And now I am delighted to have with us, is he a pastor? Is he a lieutenant governor? He's just a great man and a patriot. He is, of course, North Carolina's lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's good to be here again.
So I so enjoyed that clip when I saw it on Sunday. It went viral on the internet. A lot of people, the first person who posted it didn't say who you were. And they said, hey, I love that pastor. That's a really neat pastor telling the truth, fighting for the truth. We're going to talk to you now for the whole hour. Tell us where that was, why that happened, why you took the pulpit. Explain the context and why the truth was burning inside you.
Well, I think for anyone who knows me and knows where I've come from and what my aspirations, my true aspirations are in life, you know, people know me now as a politician, but what I'm really concerned with, I'm really concerned about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so every chance that I get, we are in church, and when we get a chance to speak in church, we talk about our faith and we talk about the tenets of our faith. And we oftentimes talk about social issues, and this is one of those hot button social issues because these things are so important. And so we were at this church and had been invited to the upper room. The pastor, who I'm a great friends with and I look up to as sort of a mentor, we were there speaking, and that was one of the issues that we talked about because, like I said, it's on the table and people are talking about it, and we wanted to let people know how we feel about it.
Now, there's a moment at the end of the original clip where you say 2 + 2 does not equal transgender. And the message, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this isn't an assault on a lifestyle. It is an affirmation of the truth. And the bigger message is that these schools, the public schools, should be actually teaching our children. Is that the broader argument you were trying to make?
Absolutely. That is the message. Let me start off by saying this. I am a fierce believer that the United States of America is a constitutional republic. We are not a theocracy. We are not ruled by the tenets of our Bible. Well, we certainly believe in those tenets, but our government is operated under our Constitution and the laws thereof. Therefore, even though it may be contrary to my faith, people have the right to affirm who they are and to state who they are. As I've said many times, you have the right to identify as you see fit. It doesn't matter what you identify as to me. But here is the problem. The problem is this. The problem is when you come to me as an adult, as a Christian, and tell me that I have to ignore the tenets of my faith, which are guaranteed to me under the First Amendment, and tell me that I have to go along with you and agree with you. And not only that, not only tell you that, but also threaten you on your job, threaten your livelihood, threaten you in the community, and threaten to purge you from the community because you won't go along with it. And then on top of that, here's the really dangerous thing. Compel our minor children to learn about these things in the schools that the governments compel them to go to. That is where we draw the line, and that is where we stand firm and say, no, you will not. We will preach our gospel in church, and you will not be allowed to preach yours in our public schools.
I heard you on Tuesday on my friend Dan Bongino's show, and you made a fascinating point that I think cuts to the heart of what you're trying to achieve and what all decent Americans want, that this isn't information about an alternative lifestyle, whether it's Disney with their latest movie, whether it's their quote-unquote secret gay agenda that one of their managers admitted to. This isn't introducing children to another way of living. This is, in fact, far more pernicious. It's far more demonic. This is the sexualizing of minors. Could you expand on that?
It absolutely is. You know, there has never been a point in my life where I've looked at a small child in sexual terms, and no one should. Anyone who is looking at a child, thinking about introducing sexual materials to a child, sexual imagery to a child, sexual teachings to a child, that is something that is perverse, it is unseemly, and it is damaging to young minds. That is why we reserve these things for adults, and they should be kept in adult places. And they should, and it, quite frankly, even as adults, we should keep those things in the confines of our own bedroom. Look, again, I'm not against what anyone does in their bedroom. As long as they're doing it with a consenting adult, that's their business. But when we are talking about trying to pervert, yes, pervert the minds of young children, because that's what we're talking about doing. These young children have no concept of these sexual ideas, and they're not supposed to. That is not what they were created to do. We need to let these children be children, keep these materials away from them, and let them make those decisions when they become adults. Let these children just be children.
Now, you have taken a very forthright stance here. You've made your intent very, very clear in that speech and elsewhere. If you look at the Lieutenant Governor's Twitter feed, it's very clear what he's fighting for. That's Mark Robinson, NC. Tell us the state of where we are in this fight. What are you prepared to do? What's the situation in North Carolina? And what is your advice to others who may not be the third highest person in the state government, but who also find this to be a perversion and a threat against our children? So tell us how it's going, what you plan to do, and what you tell others that they should be doing.
Well, you know, people have asked me, is this a hill I'm willing to die on? Absolutely. Protecting children, are you serious? Yes, it's absolutely a hill I'm willing to die on. And again, I reiterate, this is not a fight against transgender people. This is not a fight against homosexuals. You have the right to be a transgender person. You have a right to be a homosexual person. And I have a duty to protect those folks' constitutional rights. And I will do that duty. But I will not allow our children to be introduced to this against their parents' wishes and against what is right. And we're going to stand firm and make sure that our children are protected from these images and from these ideologies that they are not yet ready to explore. And we're going to keep our schools for what they should be, which is reading, writing, and arithmetic.
When you see reports from Wisconsin, for example, that children are being quote-unquote transitioned, minors, age 13, that young, without the knowledge of their parents, surreptitiously, covertly, by parents, by employees of public schools, what is your response, and what are you prepared to do in states like North Carolina?
That, you know, that's just absolutely downright wicked and evil is what it is. And in North Carolina, I would love to see us take the steps and make sure that our children are protected here in this state. That again, we affirm their rights of adults to be who they want to be and be secure in their persons. But we also affirm the absolute right and need to protect our children and to make sure that children are allowed to grow up in a society and grow up and come along in schools that are going to give them the skills that they need to succeed and not be indoctrinated, whether that be through social means, sexual means, or any other means. So we're going to be totally committed to that here in North Carolina, continue to fight for those things.
Is there legislation you're proposing, like Governor DeSantis's legislation? What is the next steps in North Carolina?
The next steps here in North Carolina is building a coalition of parents and teachers and students who agree with us and know that children need to be protected. And then from there, we'll move forward to make sure that North Carolina is protected and that North Carolina's children are protected, excuse me. And whatever legislation may come down the pike, we're going to make sure we take that fight up and get it done.
It's very simple, guys. It's parents' rights. They are the parents of these children. And the overall objective is to protect the children of America. A civilization is measured in large part by how it treats and how it protects the most vulnerable. We're talking to a man who was propelled to fame nationally by an extemporaneous speech he gave at a town hall meeting. We'll give you a little bit of flavor of that. And now he is one of the most powerful people in the great state of North Carolina. Follow him, Mark Robinson, NC. He is Lieutenant Governor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One on the Salem Radio Network. If you enjoy our deep dive interviews with the newsmakers, with the people who know, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Never miss a single episode. Go to your favorite platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe today. The price is right. It costs you nothing. Write a review and share the links, and you'll never, ever miss a moment. Have you registered for our Stand With Israel tour? 10 days later this year in the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth with my fabulous Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. These are the places you may only have read about. The ancient city of Jerusalem, the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where you don't have to read about them anymore. You can actually be there. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com, 855-565-5519. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Lieutenant Governor Robinson, we've talked about your stand. We've talked about what you're prepared to do to protect the children of North Carolina. Let's zoom out a little bit. Let's go to the 50,000-foot level. What is your reaction? What is your measure of the situation at the moment across the country? Are you buoyed? Are you encouraged by the parents standing up and even some teachers standing up at the school board meetings? Or do you think, when you look at what Disney's doing, that we've only started this fight?
Well, the fight has been started from a long time ago, from just we would say in the faith, a mustard seed. And it is absolutely gaining momentum. I think one of the things that really broke this thing open on the education front was the issues that we saw during COVID. When children were home more and parents were a little more involved, more closely with their education, they saw many things that they were not happy with. And that helped to bring a lot more people into the fold. And then we see these moves here in North Carolina where we have exposed some of the highly sexualized materials that are available to our students, both in the classroom and in the libraries. And that brought more people on board. And now you see this push, this one statistic, Sebastian. We talk about this all the time. Here in North Carolina, we spend half of our state budget on education, and we are failing to teach our children to read on a grade level. All of those things combined is building an army of parents and educators who are simply tired of the status quo. They're sick of the education cabal. They're sick of the education bureaucracy. And they want fundamental change at a basic level to get back to the ideologies that work in education and away from these social agendas. And so I'm greatly encouraged by what I see across the nation, because more and more we see parents getting out, going to school board meetings, getting involved, and demanding better.
That's a great phrase. I think we found one of the titles for this segment. It is the education cabal and stopping the education cabal. When you have gone out publicly and you've demonstrated the perverse materials that are being put in front of our children, you have been attacked mercilessly. I mean, in racist cartoons, bigoted cartoons, portraying you as a white supremacist, as a friend of the KKK. Would you share with our millions of listeners across the country and our viewers the kind of withering assault that you have come under because you're fighting to protect the children of your state?
Well, that was the first attack that the left threw at us when we stood up firmly against the tenets of CRT being introduced into education and stood up against some of the things that we saw at the state level that were being disseminated downward towards the schools for the purposes of so-called education. We stood firmly against that. Me and some other state school board members, we were depicted in a cartoon as being Ku Klux Klansmen who want to whitewash history. You know, the odd thing about that is that two of the folks that they were depicting was, of course, me as a black man. And then one of the other ladies was a Lumbee Indian whose parents actually physically fought the Ku Klux Klan at gunpoint. So I just thought it odd that these folks on the left would characterize us as people who are Klansmen or are bigoted in some type of way. The other thing that I found quite amusing is this. When we stood up and brought out the fact that many of the materials that are being presented to our children are X-rated, and we refer to them as filthy, there was a huge backlash against us. And so we called the press conference to show those folks in the media exactly what we were talking about. And we did it right here at our office, and we had it on our porch, and we showed some of the images that we were talking about that are being presented to children in our public schools. And the news outlets literally had to blur those images out because they didn't want to present them to their viewers.
So let's just be clear here. This is exactly what happened with Stacey Langton here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, who went to that school board meeting, held up the textbooks from the public school library where her children attend with the pornographic images of pedophilia, of naked children and grown-ups, and she wasn't allowed. The news had to block out, had to pixelate the images because they were inappropriate. So that's, like, there you go, from the book Lawn Boy and Queer, what's a gender queer. So that's exactly what happened to you when you were trying to tell the people of North Carolina what's in their schools?
Absolutely. They were objecting to me calling this material filthy, but they would not show the material on their news station to adults. Wow. But they think it's fine and they think it's suitable to disseminate to our children. And that's been our argument all along.
So we had a lady on our show who is a co-host of a morning radio show here in D.C. who made an inoffensive joke about Kamala Harris the day of the State of the Union about the brown UPS color pantsuit she was wearing. She tweeted that out and was fired instantly by the Cumulus radio owners of WMAL. I'm just curious, the cartoonist, the newspaper that portrayed you, a black conservative, as a Klansman, has anybody paid a penalty for that? Has anybody even apologized to you?
No, Sebastian. As a matter of fact, the individual who drew that cartoon is an educator in a public school here in North Carolina.
Wow. What is that person's name? Can you share it with us?
I cannot remember his name right offhand, but he is an educator right here in North Carolina.
All right. We need to find that cartoon, Eric, and we need to put it up on the screen and show all our viewers just how filthy, truly filthy and perverse these people are, not just with what they're trying to do to our children, but also with the way they attack those who wish to protect our children. Dear friends, if you enjoyed this show, please support us by going to our store, sebgorkastore.com, where you can get all your America First gear. We have a whole line of Let's Go Brandon hats, T-shirts, yard signs. We have the Made in America Tervis Stay Frosty Tumblr, mugs, hoodies, T-shirts. The T-shirt we had made for when the president last came on this show. Yes, if you're woke, you're a loser. And right now, the most popular seller, it's Vladimir Zelensky's message to Joe Biden when he said, you can run away from Ukraine. Why don't you just run away? He said, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Everything at our store is made in America. Send a message to the Biden administration and to just the guy down the road who may be a crazy liberal. That's our latest The Fight for Freedom is Forever T-shirt. Go today, SebGorkaStore.com. All my books available as well, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul. That's SebGorkaStore, SebGorkaStore.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law. I follow the law. I'll bring my guns down here. I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. It's what I see. We demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals into the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that?
That was just part of the 20-minute unrehearsed speech that somebody called Mark Robertson gave a couple of years ago when I think it was Greenville wanted to cancel the next gun show and punish law-abiding citizens. And he didn't even own a gun. And he said, you're not going to take away my Second Amendment rights. The video is stupendous. We're posting it now on our Twitter and Facebook feeds on Truth Social. You got to watch it. And I think that's why he's now the lieutenant governor. Mark Robinson, will you tell us the story of that video? First, we haven't even discussed who you are. You've been on my show before, but for those who haven't heard you before, you've served, you're a veteran, you've served in the U.S. Army, you're a businessman. Will you give us the precedence? What happened before you gave that incredible speech, and why did you give that speech?
Well, at that point in my life, I was working full time in a furniture manufacturing plant and going to school full time. My plan was to become a history professor and still is at some point. By
great.
The way. But I was been politically aware since the early to mid 90s, very politically aware and did a lot of politicking on social media. And this was during the time of the whole David Hogg March for Our Lives thing. And I was very much against that, speaking out against that on social media, speaking out against it to my family and friends about how important it is to protect the Second Amendment. Plus, I was planning on buying.
But am I right? Am I right that you weren't a gun owner at that time?
I was not. I was planning on buying an AR-15 from that gun show.
And then what happened? What did the local council try to do?
They were going to try to virtue signal and cancel the gun show because of what had happened in Florida. The shooting at the school in Florida. And I just said that, you know, that wasn't right. They decided to hold a special meeting, quote, about gun violence. I kind of figured what that was. That was going to be an attempt to bolster up their attempt to cancel the gun show. And so I went to the meeting, didn't plan on speaking. But after I got there and heard some of the comments that were made, I tell you what, I just got mad and I got up and I said what I said. And I guess, like they say, the rest is history.
And the core argument, please, everybody, you've got to watch this video because it is the quintessence of what it means to be a truth teller and a patriot. But the essence was that their decision, as you called it, virtue signaling, punishes law-abiding Americans but does nothing to stop the criminals. I think you used the phrase criminalizing the citizens. Is that right?
Well, what I basically said was, you know, you're punishing the majority. When, you know, you should be standing up for the majority. And, you know, the majority is not white. The majority is not black. It's not a color. The majority are the law-abiding people who get up every day, go to work, play by the rules, play fair, and want to be treated fairly. That, you know, we follow the laws the best that we can. We're not the troublemakers. But like I said in that speech, every time these things happen, the first thing these lazy, ineffective politicians want to do is come after the law-abiding citizens who are doing it right. They refuse to go after the gangbangers. They refuse to go after the drug dealers. They refuse to shut down the southern border to keep the drugs and the gangs from coming over. They refuse to do anything that's effective in fighting crime. What they do is they punish law-abiding citizens by restricting our rights. And that has got to stop. And that's what that speech was all about.
Will you? I'm sure people are going to be so excited to hear this because every day on this show I say, guys, you have to take back the republic. It's cool to be a senator. It's sexy to be the president. But the way we really do it is one school board seat at a time. So will you walk us through what happened after you gave that stunning speech, the reaction, and then how that propelled you to the office of the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Carolina?
Well, you know, after that speech went viral, I had an opportunity to do a lot of fantastic things. But one of the things people kept coming to me saying to me, they kept talking about money. They kept saying, you know, you could monetize this and make millions of dollars. And, you know, I'm a person who believes that as a believer that nothing happens by accident. And I certainly don't believe that the reason why God put those words in my mouth and put me behind that podium was for me to become a millionaire. I believe that God sees the rights that he has endowed his people with in this nation. He sees them threatened. And he is raising up a regiment of people to protect those rights. And I believe that I was one of those people. And to sell that as a product would have been a slap in the face to him. And so we sat down and we looked at what we could do. What could we do to further the cause of freedom in this nation? And it just logically came to us that we should run for office and do what we can to make change and to bring change and to stand up for the people. And
so you prayed about it and then you took your decision.
We did. And it just felt right. It really did.
No, God bless you. We are happier and we are a better nation for it. You can follow this man, ltgov.nc.gov. That's lieutenantgovernor.nc.gov. We are talking to Mark Robinson. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the America First one-on-one. Coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story should be your story. It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you've got to do this. It makes sense. You know it does. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Dear friends, please head over right now to sebgorka.com and check out the new banner at the very top of my website. It links to a new partner we are so honored and delighted to be working with. It is the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Timing has never, ever been more urgent for this partnership because we have been given a unique opportunity to help the Ukrainian refugees escape the carnage of war-torn Ukraine under the guns of Putin's Russian thugs. they can be flown to Israel and to find their homeland as Ukrainian Jews. The fellowship has received special permission to bring flights to Moldova to evacuate refugees. Additionally, they will fill the plane with 15 tons of food, clothes, and medicine for those refugees who wish to stay in Ukraine. If you want to make a difference, this is one of the most blessed things you can do. Please go right now to sebgorka.com and support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Make a life-saving gift of $50, and the fellowship will match it 100%. $50 from you magically becomes $100. $100 becomes $200. This is the most generous, blessed thing you can do today. Please support those who are suffering in this tragic, tragic new war on the Eurasian landmass. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Crisis in Ukraine banner at the very, very top. So we are seeing some stunning polling, Lieutenant Governor Robinson, and I want you to help me unpack whether we can trust it and how significant it is. If you look at the election of 2020, my former boss, President Trump, received more votes than any incumbent president in U.S. history and more votes from the Hispanic and the Black American community than any Republican since the 1960s. Help me decipher. Okay, great news that more and more Americans from the Black community realize that Biden is a disaster. But why, for at least 60 or 70 years, has that community almost religiously always pulled the lever for whoever has the letter D behind them on election day?
Well, I think in order to answer that question, Dr. Gork, you have to look at the way traditionally the country has run. For years, this nation's information superhighway consisted of three roads, ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Yeah.
Those were the three traditional ways that folks got their information about politics and politicians. And that's largely the way many people made their decisions, was based on that. But now we've moved into an age where we have this thing, this wonderful thing called the internet, and we have these crazy things we have called social media sites and platforms. We have webcasts and webinars, and we have podcasts. And the stream of information that we have right now is at an all-time high. Folks, conservatives in California can connect with conservatives in New York and in North Carolina in an instant. They can share information and ideas. They can get information out quicker and faster than they ever have been able to do in history. And I think that much of that is what plays into the dynamics that you are seeing now. The old lines that have been preached for years in Democratic strongholds are falling to pieces because conservatives can now get into places where there before they could not. Those of us who play the political games know it's hard to sometimes get inside of, let's say, a black, so-called black church or into the so-called black community. But now we can do that through these platforms. And you're seeing more and more young people and middle-aged people getting their information from secondary sources rather than those old three standard sources. And the information that's out there is varied. And much of it is the truth, and people are seeing it. So minds are being changed all over, much like the video that you just saw of me. Videos like that and others are being shared with people, and it is changing minds across the spectrum.
Do you think the pace of change and the access to that new information could mean that the midterm election this year could be a game changer, and perhaps we could break the racist stranglehold the Democrat Party has on those that they believe must vote for them simply because of their skin color? How monumental could this year be, Lieutenant Governor?
I think it can be. And I'm speaking from my own experience. You know, when I got started in this, because I travel in heavy conservative Republican circles, which, you know, like it or not, are largely white Americans. White North Carolinians. Most of the folks who recognize me are a different shade than me. I'll put it that way. But I have noticed over the past month, probably 6 months, that the more I traverse the state and the more I go out in my community, I meet more and more black people who not only know who I am, but come to me, tell me they love my stance, tell me they're voting for me, tell me they agree with me, and tell me that they have turned away from their old politics and are turning over to new things because they are discovering these new ideas. And it's very refreshing to hear that. And I think it's an affirmation of the things that I just spoke to you about. Folks are looking around and they're seeing, hey, my school is failing. My job left and went across the border. Somebody shut down my business. I want to know who did it. They're going to these places. They're finding out the answers. And they're finding out that some of the very people they voted for are some of the very people that did shut down their businesses. They're the very people who are ruining their schools. They're the folks who are against their child having a voucher to go to that school that's changing their lives. And they're changing their vote because of that. So I think we are going to see a great swing in this election and in coming elections because people are tired of falling for the same old lines.
Are you seeing that awakening happen now in North Carolina?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I traverse the state, I see more and more people who come to me and say, hey, I used to be a Democrat till I did some study or I did some research or I had this experience or that experience. People are really waking up. They want what works. And I can tell you what works. Conservative principles work. We see it working here in North Carolina. We see it working in Florida. We see it working in Texas. We see it working in other places. And those leftist ideas that have destroyed so many great cities and great communities, we see it failing over and over again in California and in New York. And we see people fleeing the states because of that. So, yes, I think it's happening at a rapid pace. And if we continue to be successful in our legislatures and we continue to do what we need to do to give people what they need to succeed, we're going to see even more of it in the future.
It's an exciting time to be alive, and it's an exciting time to have people like you, self-made businessmen, Army veterans, become citizen politicians. God bless you. Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. One more question for you. But first, almost every day we hear about another major corporation that has gone totally woke, tormenting their employees with leftist propaganda and funding organizations that hate this country, traditional values, and the Constitution. That's why I am a proud supporter of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they have the same cell phone towers as the major carriers, so you get the same great service. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit every budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. I can attest to that. More importantly, they share your values and support organizations fighting for religious freedom, the U.S. Constitution, and the sanctity of life. Switch today. You can keep your old cell phone number. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT and use free activation code GORKA. They also have special discounts for veterans and first responder heroes. Support a company that loves America as much as you do and shares your patriotic values. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. So here we have the cartoon that was used to attack you and your Republican colleagues in North Carolina, putting the GOP elephant in a Klan hood. Absolutely disgusting, reprehensible. You said that that is actually from an educator. That cartoon was written by an educator. I'd like you to close for us with something amazing you said to a friend of mine, Matt Schlapp, who told me when I went to a party at his house. Of course, he's the president of the American Conservative Union, the host of CPAC every year. And he was in a room with you, I guess, in the State House or in the governor's office or at some event. And somebody asked you why you do what you do, why you fight. And you said something about being on your deathbed. And when I'm getting chills right now, remembering what Matt said you said to him. Will you share with all of our listeners and viewers across the nation the reason for why you fight?
You know, it's that same reason I believe that our forefathers, you know, they fought for us because, you know, I don't know if you're a movie fan or not. Every now and then in a Hollywood movie, you can find a gem, and there's an old line in the movie, Braveheart. Where Mel Gibson says, dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all of the days from this day to that for just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they can take our lives, but they will not take our freedom. And that is the motto that I live by. I will not. I'm bound and determined to not be on my deathbed and have to look at my children and my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren and tell them that I was not man enough to stand up and fight for their freedoms the same way someone stood up and fought for mine. And that is my mission in life, is to stand up and fight for their freedoms, because I'm 53 years old. I don't know how many years I have left, but I have little grandchildren and I have children. And I want to leave them as great a freedom as those folks that came before me left for me. So that's our mission, and that's why we fight.
Well, I am a big movie guy. You could ask my guys, my team here. It would be great to go and see Braveheart together. I had a sneaking suspicion you were going to mention that movie. And the best movies aren't the best because they're beautifully shot or the reviewers love them, because they talk of eternal verities. They focus on the truth. And Braveheart, fighting for freedom and knowing that one day you must render in front of your Creator an account of what you have done with your life.
That's exactly right.
God bless you. We need 1,000. We need 1,000,000 Mark Robinsons. Be that man. Be that woman. Run for your local school board. Let's take back America one office at a time. Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, follow him right now. Mark Robinson, NC, and ltgov.nc.gov. We need more. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, I think that Biden clearly feels subordinate to Barack Obama. I mean, partly because for 8 years he was the vice president. You understand that. Partially because, you know, Barack Obama is a compelling figure, and he's all there. I mean, Biden has all these strange moments of cognitive confusion. On the other hand, you have in Kamala Harris a person who, to the best of our knowledge, has no capacity for learning, no capacity for leading a team, and no capacity for representing the United States. So of the three figures, Barack Obama is the most compelling, the most articulate, and I think the most successful in terms of achieving what he wanted to achieve. And I think that there's a certain natural intimidation, if you will. Obama's dynamic. He's open. You know, Biden on a good day is sort of dull, and on a bad day is just hopeless.
On a bad day is just hopeless. Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. Had to share that with you because yesterday, perhaps one of the most viral videos of Slow Joe, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden walking. Could you imagine? Could you imagine being the president of the United... I'm not talking, you know, the prime minister of Belgium. I'm talking about president of the United States in the White House and at your own party, and you're just walking around like you just escaped the loony asylum. The door was left open at the old people's home and you're just bouncing off the furniture, trying to get people to look at you as everybody's clamoring to touch the hem of the anointed one, Obama. Absolutely incredible and embarrassing. But that's where we are. Who said elections have consequences? Yeah. And as the Baron says, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. All right, guys, so much to pack in today. Congressman Matt Gaetz, Trish Regan, Jennifer Horn, and a stunning guest for the third hour. You don't want to miss a nanosecond. The man who lit up America with his speech from the pulpit. It is, of course, Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina Mark Robinson on the transgender diabolical plan to subvert our children. But let me give you a personal story first. So I think I told you guys that I had a little work done at my house. I told the team, I don't know if I told you guys, had a little work done at my house. I have a den, sort of man cave, because it's not in the basement, it's above the garage. It's where I keep all my toys that irritate my wife, some of my guns that aren't in the safe, and then smoke my cigars with my son. That gets a little smelly after a while. And I went to a bar in New Hampshire that had these amazing smoke extraction fans with carbon filters. But I needed electricians to fit them into the ceiling. My wife found one of the best reviewed ones. And yesterday, Jason and his colleague came, fitted them, drilled it out, working beautifully, tested it last night. A couple of big stogies. And then afterwards, my wife gets this email. And it's not about me. Ignore the parts about me. I'm going to read it verbatim. It's about the man who wrote it and his sister. Hey, Katie. Just wanted to touch base to ensure you that after our team left today, everything went smoothly. And thank you for your business. It was a pleasure to learn that your husband has and is playing such a big role in helping get this once amazing country of ours back to where it once was. I had a feeling the name rang a bell, but didn't think much of it until I did a quick search online and found an interview he had done with Dr. Ben Carson, which I sent the link of to at least 100 people, LOL. As I mentioned to your husband this morning, Dr. Carson is a very important person to our family. My sister was born with a very complex neurological disease, and after multiple doctors told my parents that their daughter would not have a long life expectancy, they continued to search and fortunately found Dr. Carson. He told them he would never stop trying and do whatever it took to give her a happy and healthy life. 28 years and 140 plus surgeries later, she's happy and healthy with a full life expectancy. I brought your husband a tie. Joseph A. Banks had some of the local hospital patients' design, which has my sister's name on the back. And jokingly mentioned that the next time he talks to Dr. Carson, he should send a picture of the tie, as knowing Dr. Ben, which is what my sisters and I call him, would get a kick out of it. Your husband instantly was like, oh, I'll have to reach out to him today. And let me tell you, when I told my sister Emily that a friend, a colleague of Dr. Carson's, was going to reach out to him and show him her tie, it was probably one of the happiest moments she's had in the last few years. Our electrical company was started back in 1996, 2 years after my sister was born. And at the time, my father was a loyal union electrician. However, after having to take a day off multiple times a month to be there for his daughter's surgery, he had to be let go from over six different job sites. Knowing he had a family to support and needed a job that gave him the flexibility to be there when he needed to be for his family, he took a risk, he took a chance, and started our company. Now, 26 years later, we are still here and have no plans on going anywhere anytime soon. It's been a stressful few years for everyone, especially for us small business owners, with the way things have so quickly worsened. However, it is very comforting to know that we have amazing people like you and your husband and many others fighting the good fight to hopefully restore this once amazing country back to where it once was. With that being said, as a thanks to your family's service to the country and close working relationship with Dr. Ben Carson, we would like to take a portion of the invoice from today and donate $200 to the Ben Carson Foundation and then another $200 to a charity of you and your husband's choosing. If you have any additional questions or if we can assist you in any way, here is my cell number. Signed, Matt. I'm not going to give out the name of his family or the company, but I wanted to share that with you because that's America in so many ways. Number one, the thoughtfulness. I'm wearing Emily's tie right now. She designed it. It's got the bunny that was in the ICU that was used to comfort the children coming out of surgery. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Jason. And that letter and that story is a testament to the thoughtfulness of the man who brought me that tie as his electricians were working on my house. And it's a testament to the American spirit. First, Dr. Carson. After that girl, after her parents were told she's going to die, he said, that will not happen. That's the American spirit. Indomitable. I will not let your daughter die. And 140 plus surgeries later, 26 years later, she is a healthy young woman. Secondly, it is a testament to the American spirit. They built a company and they're going strong, even after 2 years of the COVID insanity and fascism from the likes of Fauci. They are committed to the American way. God bless you, Jason. God bless your parents. God bless Emily, especially, and your sisters. And God bless Dr. Ben Carson. And God bless our nation. Oh, and by the way, we're not letting him make that donation. We're timesing it by 10, and we are making those donations. My wife's told me, you got to listen to the boss. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure you are subscribed to our podcast. Go to Spotify. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe today. Write a review. Share the links. Never miss a second. This is the Salem Radio Network.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.